up and get at it, Lincoln. It's the Kix Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Are you ready? Ready for the best?
Y'all ready for this?
I'm ready for anything.
Who's ready for some fun?
We're ready for you.
Ready for what?
Quite ready for another adventure.
Ready for us?
Ready. Ready?
Ready. Ready like Freddy.
Ready, Freddy?
Red hot and ready, Freddy.
It's the Kix Morning Show. JP, Lauren, Husker, Nick, and Freddie, apparently. Good morning. Welcome to Wednesday.
Where's Freddie?
May 8th. Producer Liz is not Freddie.
Freddie's coming for you.
Okay, we should get some Freddies. Oh, yeah. That's spooky stuff.
What's that?
It's from Nightmare on Elm Street.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
They
I've
sing
never
it throughout
seen any
the
of those
like
movies.
ten ones that they did. They sing that song all the time.
I don't know why, but for some reason, his movies always scared me more than anything else.
Even the one where like he wears the Nintendo glove and controls the person and walks him off a building.
That was pretty goofy. But I think my one experience with
it gets cheesy by the end of it. Like it's super cheesy.
Is there any franchise that made like that many? That didn't have some there in the middle that were like,
yeah.
Are you really trying something?
Even in the Jason movies, there was one they did, I want to say it's the fifth one where this woman had telekinesis and she dropped a house on him. And it was like, hold on a minute. Like, what?
Where did that come
super
from?
Super interesting.
That's a good one. Yeah, I know. With it, it gets a little campy. And
oh my God. How about this weather this morning?
Stop raining.
I don't know, dude.
Stop it.
I walked out of the gym this morning, felt really nice, and then I thought about maybe calling you guys and making up that I was sick so I could go fishing. It's perfect out.
I did see the
absolutely
the
perfect
guys are doing something about go out and fish type of thing. And
oh,
got
it's
their
absolutely
reporter.
Wait, why does rain make it perfect
standing
for fishing?
Oh, it's just gorgeous out. Something about the water and the rain hitting the water is relaxing, and the fish bite quite a bit when it's raining.
Brandon, they love,
but it's just so relaxing to sit on a lake with a nice light. There's not any wind. It's just a nice light little pitter patter on the water. And especially at night, oh my God, it is heaven. It was great.
I left the gym and I'm like, I was hot and sweaty. Didn't want to put my
sweatpants
on.
Oh, it felt so nice, didn't it?
It felt great. And then I got to my car and I'm like, oh, now I'm cold. So I had to throw my hoodie back on. But
No,
I like that. It's refreshing to come out of the gym and get basically a shower.
Oh. Spring teased us.
Yeah, it did kind of.
Now it's going backwards. Now it's all rainy and bleh.
My yard is going to be so green, and hopefully either the seed I put down washed away or it's going to root and start growing.
Tristan,
so it's all right.
Tristan yesterday, because we went and I had to go buy a new mower on Sunday, and he was going to mow Monday. He's like, it's our fault. We went and bought a mower.
Yeah,
that's a really good point.
All of a sudden, this rain, it's just
get a new mower and
then
stopping.
It's, and then you can't mow because it never stops raining.
And our house is the only house that the grass is a little bit longer than everybody else's because they all got out and mowed a little bit.
Have you mowed yet this year?
Not yet.
Wow.
Oh, really? Wow, you're lucky. I actually, it's funny you mentioned buying a new mower because I went and looked at them. The prices of new mowers aren't that bad.
No, they're not.
And you get some really nice electric ones that have lights on them and stuff,
see,
and they're really neat.
Okay, I'm scared of the electric ones.
No, they're nice, man.
Wait, why would you need lights on a mower?
In case you mow late in the evening.
People mow at night?
Oh, yeah. Like 9 o'clock. It'll cool off in the summer.
Miss strips and stuff?
No, because it has lights on it.
You got a riding lawnmower. I remember helping my dad mow various places in Martell, and we had the riding lawnmowers with the lights on and just... Keep going, kid.
Yeah. Well, and during the summer when it's 108 out, it could be 92 for me in the evening, so it's really nice. Yeah, I usually wait till it's starting to get dark and then go mow. Because I got a light on mine.
We used to do that with picking up hay. You wait until it gets a little bit cooler, and even if it's dark, we're just picking up hay bales in the dark.
But the funny part of the lawnmower is I went and looked. I don't have a big yard. A normal push mower, I'm looking at maybe $300.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, but, which isn't for something that I'm going to use hopefully for the next 10 years, isn't that bad?
Right.
I am so not willing to, I'm going to push this stupid mower until it croaks and the wheels fall off.
Oh, that.
Because I'm refusing to spend the money to get a new mower.
Just like me.
Am, this thing is putting and it's I swear to God when it's out there, it's like, ugh.
It's been the best workout for my son because the power push is dead.
Does,
on it.
So he is so
he has
all
to do
muscle.
All of it.
Oh,
and then
that's
finally
funny.
last year, sure enough, the front wheel fell off.
Yeah.
I was just screw it back on.
You have a little area in your yard.
It's Dad, it fell off again. So it's I was screw it back on.
Where it's buzzed down to the ground.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's getting your hair cut by a barber and they're like, oops.
We just got
like, don't worry about that
yard. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
And now we had to get a new one. And
it's funny too because Jess wants me to get one that has where it automatically pulls it. Yeah. I refuse. I want it to be a workout. We're going to push this damn thing.
Push that thing.
We're going to push it, and we're going to get strong from it.
So that's one thing.
Yard work makes you strong, honey.
I can see little Carter out there just all of a sudden just transition video of him as a little kid pushing the mower, and then all of a sudden he's just Hulk of a
man. I hope so. One day. I don't know. Hopefully he grows up eventually. That'd be good.
We'll see what happens.
He needs to.
Stay put. Here's what's next with the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
All right. So if you're looking for a mower, now it's time to buy one. Probably.
There's some good prices, man. I looked around.
That's mower talk.
I just refuse to buy a new one. I hate replacing stuff like that.
I'm right there with you.
Even though I need to.
We got a lot on the show, including couples therapy coming up at 7:20, more Kenny Chesney tickets and CMA Fest tickets, too.
It's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Are you stupid or something?
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
I feel like this guy needs to work on his excuses.
Okay. All right.
There is a 68-year-old guy named Gary Wayne Anderson. And he lives in Haines City, Florida.
Gary Wayne Anderson.
And he's not a country singer.
No, he's not.
I'd like to you call me G.W. Anderson, please. Call me G.W. Great.
So G.W., on a Saturday night, he was drunk.
Uh-oh. I mean, you know, it's Saturday night sometimes.
And he was out for a drive, unfortunately. Luckily enough, it wasn't in a car.
Doesn't matter.
A lawnmower down the street.
Still illegal,
but just going a little slower than a car. So it's like, I don't think GW could get the speed up.
You still have giant blades.
Condoning what he's doing, but I will say from experience, when you have a riding lawnmower, it's super tempting to ride that thing around the neighborhood.
Right.
Like, it's super tempting.
It would save you a lot of time.
My dad likes to put a little Chiefs and Huskers flag on the back of his and just ride around the street. Like a victory lap, he got done mowing his yard.
Are those things legal?
It's, yeah, I don't know. He's got a zero turn now, too, so he does a little spin, and then he comes back in the driveway.
He's doing a little show, like one of the Shriner cars or something.
Pretty much. Okay. Pretty much.
Well, his ride ended with a quick stop. Because he crashed into the back of a police car.
What?
Yeah. He was.
So you're tanked on a lawnmower riding down the street.
Yep.
Like, you'd think that you would, no matter how tanked you were, you'd be like, all right, there. All right, GW, there's a police officer right there. Do not run into his. Oh, man.
Well, they say when you're drunk, what you look at, that's where you go.
Yeah.
So
oh, man.
If you can't take your eyes off the cop car, probably you're going to drive your riding lawnmower into it, particularly if your blood alcohol level is 0.241.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
No. He was trash. Like, this is a problem.
Pulling a trailer with a cooler.
He had a cooler on the back of
it. He sure did.
Oh, that's so crazy.
But he told the cop it's not his fault he crashed into him.
Yeah.
It's just because he was drunk.
Yeah, it's not
his. That's actually what he told the cop.
I was hoping he's in like third person too. He's like, you can't blame GW for this one. That's the booze speaking right now. GW is a good person.
There's a lot of lessons there.
GW,
kids.
Please do not puke on my car. Yeah.
You got a cop car you just crashed into.
So he was arrested for drunk driving.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
As one would.
If you're
expect.
The police officer, like part of you wants to just really quickly put your cell phone when no one's looking, take a picture of this, you know, and then show everybody at work. Like you would not believe this guy. Well, you would because Florida, but he didn't pull out an alligator of any sort, so it's crazy.
That's true. Yeah. This was in Florida. His coworkers, this cop's coworkers, weren't even like
right.
They didn't even raise an eyebrow.
That's a Tuesday.
When he goes back and tells him what happened, his coworkers are like, "All right, so when's the alligator show up?"
Right.
There's no alligator?
Wait, so what animal was in the cooler?
Yeah. What animal did he have in the cooler?
It was not like a snake and 18 eggs.
All right, when did the random naked people having sex on the sidewalk happen? Yeah. What's going on here?
It's just a drunk guy?
Weird.
Go home.
Don't miss this. Just what happens next. Next on the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Morning Show.
Coming up, they'll get nitty gritty for Music City, which will have the tease for new music. And also a chance to vote for your favorites.
Keeping you in the know from Music Row. It's the Nitty Gritty from Music City on New Country, Kix 96.9.
Well, if Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani do eventually get engaged, we now know who will definitely be the one to ask. Blake says Gwen was not down with a suggestion he shared last week on Ellen.
Why am I not surprised?
That she should be the one to propose to him. Blake says, quote, she goes, you know this is not how this is going to work. Blake had joked that Gwen should propose to him after Ellen gifted him with an engagement countdown clock. To which he replied, quote, "So you're saying there's a chance she's going to ask me to marry her? Well, apparently not." And as for where that clock will go, Blake adds, "It's probably going to be up to Gwen." So there you have it. We know who will be proposing. Well, you're going to need the tissues for this one. Oh, yeah. Thomas Rhett flew four military moms to Florida to help him put together care packages for active duty service members. They sat down for brunch and shared stories about what it's like to be a mother of someone who's in the military. Then he played some audio messages from their kids to wish them Happy Mother's Day.
Hey, Mom, I hope you're having a great time. Thankful for everything that you've done for me.
Hey, Mom, happy early Mother's Day. I hope you're having a blast.
What would be the proudest moment that you have as a mother?
Welcoming them home.
This is the other bit of the surprise for you.
Damn you, Thomas Rhett.
And what is happening there? You guessed it. All the military members actually were there waiting, and they came out to surprise their moms. Tears and hugs, and the soldiers gave them special Mothers of the Military medallions. It's part of the Crown Royal Purple Bag Project, and you can nominate your Mother of the Military or any deserving mom on crownroyal.com.
You can count 625. I cried.
The first time you cried today?
Yeah, today. Yeah. Thanks.
You can cry when you watch that video on the JP and Lauren Mornings Facebook page. Go there to see that. Well, they announced the nominees for this year's CMT Music Awards. Jason Aldean, Maren Morris, Brothers Osborne, Miranda Lambert, and Zach Brown Band have three nominations each, and a ton of other artists have two. Now, this is a fan-voted awards show, so you need to get in on it. You have until midnight June 4th to vote, and you can vote multiple times. So you can start now and vote for your favorites all the way through June 4th. Then the show airs live June 5th with Little Big Town hosting. You can find a link where you can vote on the Kix Facebook page. That is there now, so you can go vote for the CMT Music Awards. And finally, Luke Combs has new music for us today, but not yet. He's making us wait until 8 a.m. Yep. That's when we will get to hear Beer Never Broke My Heart. So as soon as we have it, we'll play it for you. This is the Nitty Gritty from Music City, brought to you by Discount City Beer and Wine. I'm Lauren Silverman for Kix 96.9.
Hold on. This is what's next with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Good things. We want to hear yours as well. Facebook or Twitter, KX969. Just direct message us with the title. Good things will add it to our list, including one of our own doing something good all summer long.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick in the morning are on
KX96.9.
We love it when you tell us something good, so let us know. Facebook or Twitter, KX969. Lauren, what is your good thing today?
Well, this is a case of pretty amazing timing. So there is a 9-year-old in Boston. Her name is Shaylin. And a couple of weeks ago, her mom, she's old enough to start staying home. So she took a class through the local YMCA on like Home Alone Safely, where you learn first aid and stuff like that. And she also learned the Heimlich maneuver.
Nice.
Well, the day after she learned how to do the Heimlich maneuver, she's at school and her best friend Kiera starts choking on a hot dog.
Oh, no.
Turns all red, can't breathe, like the really, really choking.
Mm.
So Shaylin does the Heimlich maneuver and saves her best friend's life 24 hours after learning the Heimlich maneuver.
I like that's how that so happens.
Right.
Like, it's cool how that ends up.
Perfect timing how it works.
Mm-hmm.
Nice job. Husker Nick, your good thing.
My good thing, I want to congratulate everybody who got out and voted yesterday, whether your candidate won or lost or somewhere in between. I guess it doesn't matter because you got out and vote. I mean, this is the United States. We get to do that stuff.
Yeah.
There's plenty of places where people don't get to do that stuff. And congratulations to Larry and Gaylor Baird for becoming our new mayor.
Mm-hmm.
I wish her all the luck in the world, and I hope that we see some awesome progress continue in this great city.
That's well, a good thing to go out and vote. Can't make any changes without it. My good thing is our night girl, Nebraska Nights Live's own Corey L. Thomas, as she will now be your summer entertainment on the field at the Lincoln Salt Dogs games.
Awesome.
Nice. Is she going to balance something on her nose?
I don't. She's going to do random games and stuff, I think,
nice,
at some point in time.
All right.
Like the bat spinning and all that fun stuff that she likes to do just in her own free time. Now they're actually paying her to do that for
you
the
guys,
Lincoln Salt Dogs.
You should have been there the moment that Rob told her that he told them to hire her. She's like, oh, yeah, that sounds good. All right. Because Coryell's the most, like, go-with-the-flow person. Liz was there.
Yeah.
Coryell just looks and goes, okay, sure. And then, like, 20 minutes later, so what does that mean? Like,
wait,
what
she hadn't applied for it or anything?
No, Rob was like, you got to do this thing.
They were asking around, and it was a suggestion, because it's Coryell.
And Coryell's stupidly entertaining.
For it.
Yeah. So she'll be so fun. I'll tell you, make sure the games are going to be fun. Salt Dogs right. are awesome.
It's the
but now you got Coryell down there entertaining the masses.
No.
Sign me up.
Now you've got to plan out when you're going to get beer or go to the bathroom or anything. Right. You don't want to miss in between innings if Coryell's doing right. something on the field.
My goodness.
So look for her at your Lincoln Salt Dogs home games this season. It'll be a lot of fun.
You're just a few seconds away from this with the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
Ah, Florida. They're good for so much.
What would we do without Florida on this show?
That's a good question.
We'd all just look at each other.
Ain't nothing gonna stop us now.
Good morning! JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick are on
Kix 96.9.
Seriously. What the f***? Picture life? Florida!
There's a couple things that you're going to find in this story that you're like, what? We start with the cops pulling over a couple at 3:30 in the morning on a Monday for blowing a stop sign.
Okay.
A guy named Michael Clemens and his girl that was with him named Ariel was in the passenger seat. They let the cops search their car, and the cops found a bag of, 41 small turtles.
Oh, that'd be the most adorable little bag of turtles ever.
You open it up,
like tiny little turtles, and they're just super happy to see you, and they got their little legs flappy flapping all over the place.
Okay, so far we have a couple driving erratically in the middle of the night with a bag of turtles.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
The cops asked if they had anything else. Ariel decides to reach inside her yoga pants and pull out a foot-long baby alligator.
Wow.
Okay, I have a lot of questions. Like, was the alligator already in her pants, or did she put it in there to hide it from the police?
That's a very good question.
Was it just riding there for safety? They did not have, the turtles were in a bag. They didn't have something to put the alligator in, so they thought, how about my pants?
How about my yoga pants? They're tight.
Well, they didn't ticket her for having the alligator. They ticketed them for violating the bag limits for reptiles.
Oh, wow. So good thing they didn't put that alligator in a bag.
In Florida, there's a bag limit? Like, you can put...
Dude, there are all kinds of weird laws
in bags and just grab them?
There were too many turtles in one bag?
Man.
Yeah, apparently.
Jerks.
I mean, that does feel irresponsible to have that many turtles in a bag. I don't know.
Ariel thought that they were going to get in trouble for having the baby alligator, and she showed the baby alligator down to yoga pants to try to hide it. And they're like, hey, do you
feel like there should
else?
Be a law against shoving animals into your pants.
You know,
like those poor animals.
Well, yeah.
Well, and if you put an animal in your pants, yoga pants, you're not hiding it per se, because yoga pants by definition are tight.
Yeah.
Anything you put in there is not hidden.
And it's squirming around inside the yoga pants.
Is that a foot long alligator in your yoga pants? Or are you just happy to see me there, Finkel?
Also, if anybody asks, do you just get really insulted? Like, excuse me. Wow. Because are you allowed to ask about the giant thing wriggling in your yoga pants?
Yeah.
Maybe that's just a question you can't ask, and that's what she was counting on.
Was hoping for. But yeah, so they had to give all the reptiles back. But hey, they at least got their bag back, and they could go chasing after more reptiles, apparently. Just have to remember there's a bag limit.
I want to know what their night was like up to that point, because there is a story if you end up driving around at 3:30 in the morning with 44 turtles and a baby alligator.
I feel like when they got pulled over, she was like, here, quick, hide this in your pants. And he was like, ha, ha, ha. See the amount of teeth on that thing? Not happening. It's fine. And then she just shoves it in her pants and is like, we'll see what happens.
Ah, Florida.
More? Yep, you're just seconds away from this. From JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Would you rather shove a baby alligator down your pants or a snapping turtle down your pants?
Nope.
Why are these my options?
I don't know. We'll do some would you rather coming up, though.
Live on your radio, it's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Nick was mentioning something the other day about what a buddy of yours did.
Well, he didn't do it. I got offered this really cool trip, and I really want to go do it, but it's impossible for me with my job and the kids and everything. So a buddy of mine, he's not married. He doesn't have kids. Like, he's got a great job, pays good money. He gets a vacation, a month of vacation a year.
Okay.
He's taking it all at once.
Okay.
And he's going to go camp in the wilderness for a month straight. And it sounds awesome. He's going to Colorado. He's going to go up near Grand Lake. which I was just there last summer, maybe the summer before. It's a beautiful area, and he's just going to camp, and it's going to be totally like tent living, fishing, you're catching stuff. He'll have a vehicle to drive into town if he needs to get stuff.
Nice.
And I was telling my wife about it, and I was like, man, I'd love to even just go for a week.
Yeah.
And she's like, Nick, here's the deal. For a month, he's going to live up there, and he's not showering for a month, and he'll have no internet access for a month. He's like shutting it down. He's going to have a place in town where he keeps his phone and stuff, and he'll go back and forth, and he just wants to get away from the world. And she's like, you couldn't do either of those things. And I was like, yes, I could. First of all, how dare you challenge me on not showering for a month? That's easy.
And she is treading in dangerous waters there.
And I'm like, man, that is easy. So then I said,
and also, he's going to be at a lake. He can get in the lake.
Right. Or it's going to rain at some point.
Right.
And but so then we're talking, and somehow it evolved into this question that she asked me. And I thought it was kind of an interesting one, so I wanted to bring it back to you guys. And it was, she goes, okay, let's do it this way. Would you rather, so you have to pick one or the other, there's no in between here.
Okay.
Would you go 3 months straight without showering?
Or bathing of any kind.
No bathing whatsoever.
Okay.
Or internet, you'd lose it for 6 months. So if you pick.
Internet, hands down, not a question. I need to bathe.
I couldn't do the 6 months without internet. Bathe. I need that information.
Okay, when we brought this up yesterday, producer Liz had to think quite a long time about this.
I don't know. When we were in here yesterday, she was like, yeah, showering. I can call a friend. A friend will tell me what's going on.
Yeah, yesterday we first started talking about it. She was like, could I? She was trying to rationalize the giving up bathing so she could have the internet.
Yeah, no, I would give up bathing for 3 months.
There still are newspapers that are out there every once in a while. If, like, you go to a gas station, they still have a few newspapers. So
no, they don't. You wouldn't necessarily need the internet. I thought those are only online. You had to pay like 99 cents a month to have
them. That are still out there.
Oh my God.
Still have books, right?
Like up to date, just like here's the current book that's going on with
other people can talk to you
with the world. No way, I'm in the middle. No. I don't talk to people.
We're not adding that. That also you can't talk to people.
I am not
it's
bathing.
No internet or no bathing.
I am not bathing. I will quit bathing to still have internet. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So we thought we'd ask you.
Next with the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
And you got to pick one or the other. There can't be any debate about it. I mean, we'll discuss with you, but would you rather.
Don't try to rationalize having both. You can't do that.
466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter. Would you rather give up bathing for 3 months or the internet for 6 months? That's would you rather. 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter. JP, Lauren Husker-Nick, and making a choice. You gotta make one choice and one choice only.
You're either going 3 months without bathing, and yes, that means baths and showers, kind of bathing. Don't try to get around it. 3 months, no bathing, or 6 months, zero internet.
Did you see Kyle? I think he's saying he'd keep the internet because he says nobody could make public shame posts about my stank because I'd never see it. That's funny.
That's a very good point. Justin on Twitter, definitely bathing. Need the internet to check my fantasy football. Atlanta Pineapple
You'd be alone
says,
checking your fantasy football.
Atlanta Pineapple says, you guys realize giving up on the internet means Netflix, Hulu, all the other streaming
apps. Everything.
No,
oh my God.
Thank you.
Right.
I am standing by this. I would much rather give up the internet than bathing.
Oh, yeah. Kix, what would you choose?
I grew up without internet. I'd go without the internet.
Okay, that's no true. Internet. There you
Everybody
go.
Everybody over 40 is like, yeah, that's normal. That's not. We all did it. Nobody died.
I would give up bathing.
Easy money.
Instead of taking a shower, you just take a bath.
Nope, we said no baths. No bathing.
That's what bathing is. No bathing. There's no bathing at all.
There's no bathing at all?
Nope.
Yeah, you're dirty for 3 months.
I'll just give up bathing.
Yeah, no problem.
Which one would I choose? Well, first of all, I took, I didn't have internet for 18 months when we moved out onto our place. So I would definitely go without the internet for 6 months.
Alrighty. Already done it. Done 3 times that.
Exactly. So he's already taken the leap and did that before.
Kaylee says, I'd give up the internet because I can't imagine how much I would stink after 3 months of not showering. Man.
Well, the only one way to find out.
No. Michael Clark says, I'd just go swimming.
I'm not sure.
Does that count?
Well, I don't know,
Stop trying to get around it, people. Answer the question.
Like, I actually, because my wife said the same thing, I could just go get in the lake.
Right.
Have you ever swam in a lake for an extended period of time and got out? You smell.
I mean, it's not nice. It's a different stink. Like, it would get the BO off, but you would smell like a lake.
Fish urine and poopy.
So you can let us know what you choose to do on Facebook or Twitter, KX969.
What was your answer?
Oh, I'd totally give up the internet.
Yeah.
I don't like stinking.
Oh.
You can handle not being on. Just cutting the cord for a while would be perfectly fine with that.
You watch movies while you walk.
You would die without the internet.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. The Kix Morning Show is on now. Relationships are challenging.
Couples costumes. Whenever that happens, that means manhood has left the building.
And occasionally, couples need professional help.
Oh, wait, I had their own lipstick.
That's it. I've had it.
It's 1 minute.
Nothing takes a minute with you.
But when getting by on the cheap is the plan of action, there's Couples Therapy with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Every Wednesday, we give you the opportunity to have us help you with a relationship issue with couple therapy.
Did you guys see we were in something or other journal this week? It was like a scientific journal.
Not the something or other journal.
Yeah, it was a good one. They actually said like Lincoln, Nebraska is home to the happiest relationships
in
the country. And they actually like say, because we help each other with this show to make sure everybody's okay. They're not a problem we can't solve.
So we can add that to our resume.
Yeah, like, so I salute you something or other.
Scientific something or other.
Yeah,
journal.
Yeah, scientific. It had scientific in it. Yeah,
happy relationships.
Like, all right.
That's what we're here for. We're in that thing. 7:20. If you need our help, you can just direct message us just like Linda did with the words couples therapy in Facebook or Twitter, KX969. She's got an issue with her husband, Matt. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Rainy day, but it's still a nice day. What's going on, Linda?
Yeah, lay out this issue for us. What do you need our help with today?
Yeah, maybe you can help me here.
That's the hope.
My husband, my great guy, we've been married for about 20 years.
Okay.
Kids weren't in the cards because we just like to have fun. We have a great, great time together.
Okay.
Well, just recently, you know, we've all seen the commercials. He's has a little issue with ED.
Okay. All right. That happens.
Yep.
Oh, and that's fine. You know, the doctor took care of it. However, he is totally out of control.
What?
Okay.
He takes the pill whenever he feels like it. And we all know what the pill does. And let me tell you, it's like eating candy. And then I have to lock myself in the laundry room. I have to lock myself in the closet.
What?
It's out of control. Seriously. It's out of control.
What do you mean? Like, you're like sitting there and you look over, you're like, God, gosh darn it.
Hello. You just, it's, there it is. Boom. Hello. Whoa. Wow. Whoa. Where'd that come from?
Oh,
wow.
He doesn't have any discipline with it. I mean, you're talking, my parents came over the other day and they were saying, let's go outside and sit on the porch. Are you kidding me? He couldn't get off the couch. He sat there with the pillow, and you don't think they don't notice? I'm assuming, because I know what it is.
I think you just leave him there.
All by
I do.
Himself.
I have to run.
Because none of this is your responsibility.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
Right.
Well, he makes it mine.
Okay.
I mean, face it. You know, Lauren. Come on. Women's libido is a little different than a man's.
Well, and you got planning and timing. You've got things happening, like you have to go to the grocery store or you have to go to work.
Right.
Yeah. It's all day.
I vote you just ignore him and let him be miserable. He did this.
Hold on. We haven't heard from him.
Right, Matt is,
calm down over there.
As we do with couples therapy, we get both of them on the line with us.
I want to know.
You don't have to change your schedule because he's doing whatever he feels like.
Matt, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, good morning. How y'all doing?
Good, thanks. So you're having a little bit of fun.
How did she talk you into coming on the radio to talk about this?
Well, I don't have anything to hide.
Yeah, there you go. I like it. Confident. Okay. That's good. Well, all right, so what's up?
Well, I think the one thing, I don't know, I was listening as a good husband. I was listening to my wife, but I don't think she mentioned her whole issue along with me, I don't know, I guess being overtly frisky, is she wants to be in charge of dispensing the little magic blue pill.
I should be.
So she thinks you're irresponsible. With great power comes great responsibility.
If you're doing this in the middle of the day when her parents are over, you have proven that you're too irresponsible to do this.
Well, okay.
In my own defense, that wasn't a scheduled visit. They just so happened to be swinging, you know, passing by.
They just popped by.
They were passing by, so that wasn't a scheduled visit. So in my own defense, I was ready for anything except for the parents coming over.
I like to point out, I gave you the benefit of the doubt on that one, all right? It's not like, yeah, it's like, hey, your mom and dad are here. Yeah! I kind of assumed that wasn't the situation.
I think they should actually be reviewed as kind of romantic that I'm trying to be intimate with you. I mean, isn't that what a good husband should be to his wife? I take care of you. It is when it's on occasion,
but not all day long. I mean, I'm doing the dishes, I'm folding laundry, and wow, woo, there it is.
Well, as much as I like that vote of confidence, it's not like we go for all day long. I mean, it can happen any time during the day. But you know, I'm not running a marathon. You know,
it's like there's work days and you have something to do.
So basically, to boil this down to this thing, and maybe I'm just like, this is a stigma thing that I don't. Okay, doesn't it take a while for it to kick in? Or is it like an instant thing?
I think it depends on the medicine.
I have no idea.
Because
it usually takes about an hour.
Okay. Little blue pill.
So you're trying to like guesstimate on when a wrestling match could go down. Like, you know, I watch, you know, WWE. At any time, someone can jump out of the stands
with a chair,
hit someone with a chair, right, exactly. And then it's a wrestling match.
I'm gonna go crazy on this. Couldn't you guys? I don't know. Talk about it first.
Oh, that takes all the romance out, Lauren.
This has to be all one person or all the other.
I don't
want
to see your schedule. You guys keep between you and your husband.
I just think it would be fair if I was able to control it. I just, you know, here you go, Matt. If you can have one now.
And oh,
then,
my
you know,
God.
That gives me a mental getting ready, a preparedness.
You're preparing
you
for
do
the
sound like a couple that have been married
match.
For a while.
Okay. Well, let's put it to the people.
I'm curious to see how this goes.
Stay put. Here's what's next with the JP Lauren and Husker Nick show on Kix 96.9.
I'm going to guess those things are expensive, so I'm on her team. Only because, realistically, when you've been married for 20 years, she dictates when stuff happens anyways. That's kind of what it is.
The phone lines are lit up. Dude. You can jump in 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter. The polls are up as well. Are you team Linda? She needs to be in charge of the meds. Or team Matt? He wants to be in charge of the meds. You can let us know. A couple's therapy now.
In the morning.
Makes me laugh.
It's never boring.
A little bit of music and a lot of funny talking.
It's JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. Kix 96.9.
Couple therapy and taking it to the people now. And you're choosing team Matt. He gets to be in charge of the little blue pill. And team Linda, she gets to be in charge of the little blue pill. We're asking you so far on Facebook or Twitter at KX969. You can vote on that. Hi, Kix. Good morning.
I'm on team Matt.
Okay. Why?
Well, I don't know, because I think if she gets all the control of giving him his new allowance or whatever you want to call it.
That's a way to put it.
He's going to start going through withdrawals if it's happening as often as she's saying it is.
Okay. All right. Okay, so that's one person's opinion. You can let us know 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter.
This is so funny.
All kinds of different comments coming on. We'll get your thoughts.
Oh, man. I don't know about this song at this time.
I don't know. I thought it was pretty fitting. Are you team Linda or team Matt when it comes to the special meds? 466-9696, your customer.
You close your eyes. Live, local, and laughing. Now, it's JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
It's couple therapy, where we are tasked with getting in between a couple and helping decide what team you're on.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to various things. And today it just happens to be about the special meds that Matt gets.
Got the little blue pill. Said he was in his, like, what did he say? I think they said, like, mid-40s somewhere.
Yeah,
that neighborhood.
Mid-40s, is that right,
They said
guys?
They've been married 20 years, so that could be.
20 years, yeah.
Okay. Anything.
And so we wanted to know what side you're on when it comes to the dispensing
of
said meds.
16-year-old marriage, mid-30s.
Matt thinks he needs to be in charge of them. Linda thinks, oh, no.
Linda says he's being irresponsible with them, just taking them whenever. I don't understand why you don't just talk about it.
Well, because that
why would, is it all one I, person is, or all the other?
I think he's trying to be optimistic. They've been married for 20 years. He's hoping maybe this is a catalyst. Because at a certain point in all marriages, it's like baseball. Dudes just have to understand, you're going to strike out 7 out of 10 at bats. And
oh,
if you hit 300, you're a Hall of Famer.
Right.
That's just kind of what it is.
I had to explain that to my son the other day. His batting average isn't very good when it comes to baseball.
And this is going
to
be like when you're married one day, son.
Pro baseball players, some of the best out there that only get a couple hits.
Are we still talking about baseball? What are you
talking about? Yeah, well, I switched it to baseball.
Why did you bring your son into this?
Because it's baseball.
Because then he was like, in one day, you're going to be in your 50s. And it's the same thing. You're hoping that your 3 out of 10 is a great batting average.
I really hope he's in the school right now. So just understand. This is happening right now.
You're a Hall of Famer at that point.
And so we wanted your comments on Facebook or Twitter at KX969 and also on the phones. Good morning, April. Oh, no, Jenny. I'm sorry. Jenny, good morning, Jenny. What side are you on?
I am on Team Linda.
Okay.
There's
what?
No reason if he automatically creates the problem, she should automatically take care of it.
I like that it's a problem.
Very,
that makes me happy.
The issue.
That's, no, he's making it her. That's true. He's making
that's
it her
awesome.
Issue.
That is
he
correct.
Can take care of that issue himself.
That's right.
Okay, that's a good point.
I don't think that's why he bought those things. Maybe not, anyways. I don't want to speak
for him.
Well,
then maybe you should talk about it
first. I don't want to speak for him on that one.
I love how all the things can
it's
be solved
so
by just...
dumb!
Well, no, it's not
talking
because...
to each other!
Hey, so I was thinking
like
about...
Like married people!
This is thinking... why our show exists, is because people don't talk to each other.
That's true.
If everyone talked to each other, what would we do?
I don't know.
Hi, Kix. Good morning. What side are you on?
I'm on his side, unfortunately for her.
Okay.
Doesn't sound romantic.
Simply because if he wasn't taking the little blue pill, she wouldn't get to dictate it anyway. So the simple fact is, tell him no. He needs to learn when to stop.
Ah.
Sounds like you're dealing with a toddler.
It kind of
like,
is.
No, stop it.
It kind of is.
Well, I mean, honestly, I mean, while I understand how she feels, except if he was not medicated, she wouldn't get to dictate it anyway. So if that was the case, just treat it the same way. Baby, I'm not feeling it. Let's do it some other time.
Okay, that's a good point.
There would be some run-up to it, like, and just be randomly.
What? Now he's running at her?
Here you go!
Like, you've got him running through the hall?
No, but, like, there'd be some lead-up, not just a
right,
random
right.
Wham-bam, ready to go.
Okay.
Little blue pill foreplay.
There you go.
Ram-bam, ready to
okay,
go.
Okay, what if they install a little light in the front room that's a blue light? And then once he takes that thing, he flips it on. So you know it's an hour warning as to when this might be the case.
And who says romance is dead?
I know. Well, if
the
you talk
light's
about
on,
it,
get yourself ready.
They talk about it. She walks in and says, hey, dude, I'm thinking maybe in an hour. Let's give it an hour. In an hour, we might be able to lay down. And then he's like, all right, I'm going to pop my pill.
Kix, good morning. Your thoughts?
I am on both sides.
Oh, okay.
I think that she should have control of them, with the exception of maybe 2 or 3 pills a month to keep up a little bit of spontaneity.
Oh, okay. So kind of balance it out as you will.
Yes.
Okay, that's a good point. Because then you can keep the romance alive a little bit.
I would, again, I think that she should be in charge of them. Like, I think that's the smart way to go. I told my wife once that when I'm in my hopefully 50s, if I have to do this, I said, you hang on to them and you just stick that thing like you do for like puppies when they have to take pills and stuff. Just put like it in my hamburger and I'll eat it. And then like an hour later, I'll be like, oh, hey. And then you just like smile at me
like,
and then I'll know.
She planned it
I'm
out.
Not, I don't, because if it's anything like now, I'll be like, gong, gong, gong. All right, babe, let's do this thing. And I'm not in the mood. Dang it.
All right, well, Linda, after hearing all of this, Linda, what are your thoughts on this?
Actually, there were some good suggestions.
Hiding it in his hamburger? Is that what you're thinking? That was a good one.
Wow, that's
dirty.
She liked
that one.
I'm
romantic, but yeah. It's just all the time. So I agree with sharing the responsibility. If he was responsible enough, Matt, if you were responsible enough and did it once in a while and it was a surprise, how much fun would that be?
Surprise every
versus
time.
Versus... you know, you tell me, oops, sorry, took one. Oops,
oops.
I thought it was a Tic Tac.
Oops, I thought it was a Tic Tac.
I needed a breath mint. That was a blue pill instead.
At least own it, Matt.
Honey, you don't want to waste that money. I mean, it costs money for these things.
That's true.
That would be. I would definitely lay that guilt trip.
I think there's another one that you can take. It's like 36 hours long.
You were trying to explain that to me. I don't understand.
It's different than the.
So like for 36 straight hours, you're in that. You can't leave the house. No, you can leave the house. You need like duct tape if you're going
to
leave.
When it's time to get romantic, you can get romantic.
I don't know.
Okay.
Thankfully, I don't know. So the polls online,
very close, but Twitter is slightly Team Linda and Facebook is slightly Team Matt.
Nice.
They're both like 47-53, so we are zero help.
Okay, well.
Right down exactly split.
I mean, we did the best we could. Matt, what do you think?
Hey, Matt, if she kept them and then promised to use X amount of them a week, and then she always just slid them into your food or something, would you be down with that? Is that a good compromise? I think it is. I think it's a great compromise.
Yeah, I think at the very least, maybe I'll just like split the prescription and keep a little secret stash. So there yeah, I can give her some
oh,
pills.
No.
I'll give her
Come
all
on,
of them.
Man.
I'll give her some pills.
Well, there you go. You double up. That's not.
Or
fun.
You could talk to each other about when you both want to do it.
I love it. You're gonna be.
Let's sit down in front of our calendar and let's plan out the date and times that we're gonna be able to pop the blue pill and then take that.
Like you have a conversation. Like, hey, you what are we gonna do tonight? You want to, you know, you have a conversation.
Okay. Well, Linda, Matt, thank you so much for reaching out to the show. We're going to leave it up to you guys. And hopefully.
Well, thank you. Hopefully there were some good suggestions.
Hopefully our suggestions were helpful. All right.
They were.
Y'all appreciate
they were.
It.
I'm okay, going to hide it in his hamburgers.
Yeah, there we go. Romance is not dead. Woo!
Thank you both for being a part of the show and have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Don't miss this. Next on the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Morning Show.
Like she could walk in with some vanilla ice cream with sprinkles on it, but one of them's not a sprinkle. It's a little blue pill. Yeah!
And everybody gets sprinkles.
Romance!
Get up and get at it, Lincoln. It's the Kix Morning Show with JP Lauren and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
You know what movie that song's from, Lauren?
No.
It's with the two Corys.
Corey Feldman was the cuter Corey.
Corey Feldman. You thought Corey Feldman was cuter than Corey Haim?
I did.
Corey Feldman's still alive.
And well, then
does
he's
that change your,
definitely still cute.
Does that change your thought process on how you felt when you were young, Lauren?
Everybody loved Corey Haim. Because he was...
Well, I was on Team Corey lead. Feldman okay. at the time.
Well, you're probably not going to be on Team Corey Feldman after this.
No, he's a full-on crazy person. What did he do?
Well, yeah. No, this isn't the real Corey Feldman. This is the other Corey Feldman.
There's another Corey Feldman?
There's another Corey Feldman.
I mean, I assume there are other people in the world named Corey Feldman.
He's 28, so maybe his parents named him after the actor Corey
Yes,
Feldman.
They did.
Okay.
And early Monday morning, he stole a friend's Mercedes from a gas station, sped up and sped off with it, and wound up crashing into a BMW.
Oh, well, Corey Feldman.
Like right out of the movie License to Drive.
That's a bad spot to be in right there.
It feels like he's trying to live up to his namesake because the actor Corey Feldman has made all kinds of questionable decisions.
He claims, he was claiming that he had created all kinds of different things that are out there.
Was
now.
He?
Yeah, at one point in time he was saying, yeah, no, I came up with that. He's got claims for all kinds of different like TM with little circle trademarks and stuff
that's
like that.
That's the actor Corey Feldman, not the dude that stole the Mercedes.
No, not the guy who stole the Mercedes. So
he stole a Mercedes and he wrecked it into a BMW.
Mm-hmm.
His insurance is going to be super proud of him.
Right.
Like right? That's wonderful.
Yeah. So unfortunately,
that's not a good friend that steals your Mercedes and wrecks it into a BMW.
Right. No, that's a mistake. But yeah. So Corey Feldman, not the actor. The
so,
other Corey Feldman is in
okay.
trouble for...
Maybe if your last name is Feldman and you're pregnant, don't name him Corey.
Yeah.
It seems like there's a
How many
bad
different
track
people
record?
Name their kids after actors or like characters from movies and whatnot?
You named your kid after a character in a movie.
Legends of the Fall. Mm-hmm. Brad Pitt's character, Tristan.
That's there's one at least.
Where it came from.
Two, I
know
guess.
One-year-old baby. I don't even know how you say it, but the character Game of Thrones, A-R-Y-A.
Mm-hmm.
Arya?
Yeah. Arya?
Arya.
Nice.
Is it Arya or Arya?
Arya.
Arya. I know a little Arya baby
Stark.
Arya.
Yeah, my uncle's partner, his sister, they are the Walkers, and they named their kid Luke Skywalker.
No, they didn't.
Middle name Sky. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
nice.
Wow.
I think he's in his 20s now.
Good.
Oh.
He's not currently doing anything with Star Wars, but yeah, so it was Luke Skywalker.
I'd go by my middle name in that scenario. Just also, call me Skywalker.
Sky, or Skywalker.
Yeah, mm-hmm. just call me Sky.
Or if you're just walking around named Luke Walker, how many people make the joke, is your middle name Sky? Mm-hmm. And then you have to say yes.
You're like, it is, you jackass.
Hold on. This is what's next with JP Lauren and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Your chance to fly away to Nashville coming up in just a few minutes. As well as a super awkward question of the day. That after Max Muscle.
It's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Things have been pretty weird.
You're making it real weird right now.
We have a super awkward question to ask you after we tell you about what went down with a guy named Sue.
Indeed. He can still use his AirPod, but should he?
So what happened with Sue? Fell asleep, mm-hmm. and one of his AirPods, his right ear AirPod, mm-hmm. slipped its way into his mouth and down into his stomach.
Oh, no! Like, he's snoozing on a couch, mm-hmm. and he's like...
And all
but
of
he keeps sleeping?
He can't find the AirPod, and he's...
Hold on real quick. Does that not sound like something that would happen to JP?
Probably.
110%.
Fall asleep and I swallowed my AirPod.
And to be clear, because I kind of had to look, the AirPods are the little guys that hook in your ear.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. They, with your Apple phone. Yep.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Without the cord.
No cord. Yep. Yeah. So it's like an inch and a half long.
And they're like $150.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Literally, if you have like the wired headphones to your phone, mm-hmm. just look at the white and gray parts.
Like
it.
This
just
part
that.
Up.
Yeah.
That's all you get.
The yep. little part up.
Yeah,
but
they're
with
$150
no cord.
To buy these things because it comes with the charger and whatnot.
So he couldn't find
so,
it.
After yeah, remember he takes that. A nap. He wakes up, and mm-hmm. this thing just isn't anywhere. He fell asleep with them in his ears. One is in his ear, and the other is just gone. Right.
And so he uses the Find My AirPods feature.
Which, real quick, by the way, until he uses that feature, he did what every one of us does when we lose something or misplace something. You first start looking around the couch,
right.
can't
yeah,
find
yeah,
it. Yeah, yeah. Then you're like... Okay, I opened the freezer earlier. Could I have put it in there for some reason? No, not in there.
Random places.
And then about 20 minutes later.
I thought you were going to say he yelled at his kids for taking it.
Oh, probably.
That's what I would assume.
Yeah. And then about 20 minutes later, he looked back in the freezer again, just in case.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because that's what you do. Just in case.
Maybe it was in there. He could hear the beep, beep sound, which seemed to follow him around the room.
Okay.
Where is it? Can you imagine how frustrated he
no,
was?
No, I would be frustrated.
To be constantly hearing it, but you can't hear it because... It's in his stomach. He swallowed his AirPod while he was sleeping, so he went to the hospital.
And
they
yeah.
took an x-ray. Yep, there it mm-hmm. is.
Yep.
And then they were like, well, it actually isn't that big a deal. It's pretty small. It's coated in plastic.
Uh-huh.
They just gave him a laxative.
And said to monitor his poop as they waited for things to pass through as they do.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, surgery would have to be something that they would have to get
oh
it out.
Oh, God.
So the next day, the call of nature called him. And
yeah.
sure enough, he found his missing AirPod.
Uh-huh.
And it was just right there in the dookie.
Yeah.
It
and,
was in the poop. Yep.
And it was still in perfect condition. It had 41% battery.
Nice! That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, but it's covered in poop.
Well, you can sanitize things.
150 bones to go buy new ones, or... You can sanitize that bad boy to the best of your abilities, potentially put poop in your ear and put that thing back in your ear and use it. What do you
I
think?
I mean, here's the thing. Obviously, you can wash it pretty well. It's just demonstrated it's super duper duper
okay.
waterproof.
Not
it has
true.
Been submerged
it's not.
Inside
not.
You
but
for
they're
a
not.
Day.
No, they're not. Apple just put out a thing saying, hey, these aren't designed for you to wear in your ears when you sweat. Because they go bad. Like, they break.
But it was okay being submerged in his body for 24 hours?
All I yeah, know is what
acid,
Apple put out.
Else. It's so, there's a chance that if you try to wash it off,
like if yeah,
it, you could ruin it.
Okay, but here's the thing. If it's not already ruined and it gets ruined, washed off, no harm, no foul.
So are, like, you, so are you spending 150 bones on a new set
it.
Of
yeah.
AirPods? Or are you trying to wash this thing off and then putting it? Because I'll tell you, because I own a pair. It's hard enough to just get your earwax out of those things. So I don't even want to know what it's like when you got fecal matter all up in that neighborhood.
Also, Apple should be using this as an ad.
Right?
Like, look how durable they are.
They're durable. But I'm telling you, they say don't wear them when they're not made for you to run because they'll break with the sweat. I don't know how this thing survived in his body.
No.
But are you washing them and putting them back in your ears or are you buying new ones? $150.
Let's find out.
I'm washing
five calls.
Them.
Says it all on Kix 96.9, 466-9696.
I'm very curious what people are going to say.
it has passed through your body. Do you still use your AirPod if it's working?
466-9696. Do you keep using it, or do you have to put up another $150? I mean, you paid for it. It's yours. Five calls say it all.
You're just a few seconds away from this with the JP Lauren and Husker Nick show on Kix 96.9.
All the lines are lit up and Shelly is up first. We'll ask her and you. Five calls say it all. Would you still work and use this AirPod if it worked perfectly? Brought to you by Walker Tire.
What gets me going in the morning is country music.
It's mood for the day.
Gets me going in the morning. Nothing gets me going.
Mornings with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Kix 96.9.
Five calls. Says it all on Kix 96.9. 466-9696.
What would you do? A man named Hazoo swallowed one of his AirPods.
Yeah, what's his name?
Hazoo.
H-S-U.
H-S-U. I thought you said Zoo.
Hazoo.
A man named Zoo.
Hazoo.
Okay.
I don't think you'd pronounce the H in H-S-U. Sue. Yeah.
A man named Sue.
Yes.
Swallowed an AirPod, pooped it out. And it still had 41% power on it.
Those things will last a long time, man. Like, I can go a whole week without charging my AirPods.
So we asked,
they're awesome.
Do you sanitize that baby and keep using them? Or do you throw them out and get new ones because of where they've been?
Hi, Kix.
I'm cleaning that bad boy. That's $150. Are you kidding?
Right?
And it seems like it can stand up to most things.
Plus,
absolutely.
Stomach acid didn't do it in. Probably water's going
to
be fine.
Plus, it gives you the opportunity
to...
Yeah, there you go. Jeez. It gives you the opportunity to try to wear it once and then tell your husband that you need new ones because it sounds like crap.
Aww. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, buddy.
I would wash them because I put mine through the washing machine and they still work.
There you go.
Okay, good to know. Clean off the poop, use them.
Yeah, I'd sterilize them and use them up.
Well, honestly, I would clean them up, put them on Craigslist for half price, and go get me a new pair.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Oh, man.
I sure hope there would be full disclosure.
Full disclosure, I pooped the left one out.
But I'm not a retailer, so I wouldn't have to tell them everything. And I'm not selling them a car, so it's not like, you know.
You would give somebody a poop pod.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, it's... Sorry, thing to do, but, you know.
I think I would try to clean them up and see if I could use them. And if I could get past thinking about where I retrieved them from.
Mm-hmm. No, that's true. Yeah. You'd have to see how you felt about them if it was just too much.
I'm not sure I could get past it, but if I could get past it, it'd be like, yep.
There we go.
I would sell those bad boys for like $100 and then go buy a new pair.
That's the second person to say that. That's so funny. Yikes.
Wow. I'm starting to feel like people are really dishonest. Don't buy anything used.
Don't do it. Well, so far, it's either you're going to use them or you're going to sell them.
That's the two options.
Not Megan. Megan on Facebook says you burn them and you buy new AirPods.
You burn them. Okay. Well, you can ask that question amongst your coworkers and family members and friends and see what they...
By the way, the dude that this actually happened to did keep using them.
Okay. Real quick, one just for you two.
Mm-hmm.
Did we all decide that we would clean them and try to use them? Is that what we decided?
Oh, totally, yeah.
All right. What if it was your significant other who swallowed it?
Well, then that's theirs now.
You wouldn't clean it and use it?
He they're his now.
Yours now, Paul.
Because they went through your body.
That's your sweetheart.
That's Kenny Chesney and Tuner. I'll get you two for the show. Damien's got his tickets and qualified for the grand prize. Seats in the sandbar for the big show. And then a 4-day, 3-night, all-inclusive getaway to Hard Rock Hotel Riviera Maya Cancun. Be listening throughout the day for your chance to win big with two in a row for two for the show. It's very exciting. It's a lot of fun. It's the lead center. And boy, oh boy, Matthew, you guys are coming out guns a-blazes.
30th anniversary season. You know, so we felt like we owed it to the people of Lincoln and Nebraska to step it up and make sure we delivered a 30th anniversary that was exceeded their expectations.
And so far, from what we're seeing, it looks pretty amazing.
Right. So we already knew about the whole Broadway series.
Yeah.
That all those announcements were made. We know there's the big Phantom tour, all of that. So this is the announcement of the rest of the season. What are some of the highlights?
That's right. So we couldn't just wait to share Phantom of the Opera. So, you know, 2 weeks of Phantom of the Opera, October 23rd through November 3rd. Obviously, that highlights the whole season. There's so many great shows. We announced almost 50 shows this morning. You can check them all out at leadcenter.org. A couple of the highlights, I think, Boston Pops doing the music of John Williams.
Thank you for bringing that. Just about every really famous movie
music theme.
All the Star Wars,
Harry Potter,
Indiana Jones, Harry
Star
Potter,
Wars,
Schindler's List,
E.T.
If it's a movie theme, you can hum off the top of your head.
Probably John Williams.
I have the 2-disc set of Boston Pops and John Williams in every movie he's ever done.
Yep. Yeah, and so he used to be the conductor of the Boston Pops, and so it's kind of fun to have them playing his music. That'll be this spring. Some other great performances. We have this ballet of Wizard of Oz, and it's Royal Winnipeg Ballet.
Interesting.
But, you know, unless you were at Firebird with Misty Copeland, you know, take whatever your expectations of ballet are and just, you know, shatter them, because this is a multi-million dollar Broadway production level ballet. It's Royal Winnipeg Ballet from Canada. And they commissioned, you know, these big, huge sets, all new costumes. There's some gorgeous photos of it online, leadcenter.org. Just a great night, you know, for anyone that, you know, just loves, you know, a family night out. You want to see, you know, great ballet company. We have
and
two
Wizard
shows
of Oz.
So you've got symphonies, you've got ballet. Brian Regan is coming back.
Yeah, Brian Regan coming back. That show sold out basically instantly the last time that we had him with season tickets. I think we sold out in like, you know, 6 days or something, 5 or 6 days, something like that. Which is really fast for season tickets.
Yeah, no kidding.
And so, yeah, we knew we had to have Brian Regan back. You know, one other great show that I'm really excited about, Wynton Marsalis, you know, Grammy,
amazing.
Pulitzer,
yeah.
Winning jazz trumpet player. Every year in New York, he does sort of a winter Christmas celebration.
Okay.
They'll invite some singers to join the big band and things. Mm-hmm. But they only do about 10 U.S. tour dates because they do like 2 or 3 weeks of it in New York. And so we've been chasing that one for multiple years, and we're able to get the stars to align for Wynton Marsalis and Jazz at Lincoln Center to do their Christmas show in Lincoln. He was part of the 20th and the 25th anniversary, so we were sure
it's
to mention that. Let's put it that way. So,
yeah,
you know,
exactly.
It'd be good if you were back for the 30th.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
We'd really enjoy that.
And then I know there's going to be a lot of kids excited about Daniel Tiger Live.
Absolutely. You know, talking about another that sold out really fast the last time we had it. Daniel Tiger, great show for families.
And then the one I want to go to is Kelly O'Hara, who's a huge Broadway star.
Okay.
She is, her voice is just stunning, Tony Award winning. You guys have brought some really big Broadway stars over the last couple of years to do solo concerts.
Absolutely. You know, so Kelly O'Hara sort of joins our long line of, you know, Broadway stars, Idina Menzel, Leslie Odom Jr., Kristen Chenoweth.
Audrey McDonald, Bernadette Peters a few years ago.
And now Kelly O'Hara, she's currently up for the Tony for Best Actress in a Musical. Mm-hmm. She's in Kiss Me, Kate on Broadway. And so, you know, we're fingers crossed that she'll win the Tony this June.
Right.
And then she can come.
That would be
even
good for your sales. So, yeah.
And then Blue Man Group.
Yep. Blue Man Group. So we have
six
shows. One of the most popular shows in Lead Center history. You know, we've had them twice since I've been at the Lead Center. And just, you know, completely packed,
yeah,
you know,
every
12,000 plus people both times. So we have six shows of Blue Man Group coming back in January.
Yeah, that is one of those shows. You absolutely have to see it at least once, but most people will see it multiple times.
yeah. It's so fun, and it's perfect. It's perfect for, you know, people of all ages. Perfect for kids. It's perfect for a date night.
Yeah.
You know, perfect to, you know, you're looking for a gift for your parents, or your in-laws.
Right.
Like Blue Man Group is just, it crosses all boundaries.
Yeah.
And it's such a cool show.
30 years. It's pretty exciting what you guys have got in store for us.
Yeah, we were counting them up. It's something like over 2,000 artists and 3 million people that have been to concerts at the Lead Center. So.
Wow. All right. So to get tickets.
Yes. So season tickets go on sale Monday, May 13th at 11 a.m.
Okay.
We try and make it as easy as possible. You pick any four shows that you like out of all 50. We'll give you 10% off. If you pick eight or more, you get 20% off. And we try and keep the ticket fees as low as possible.
Right.
We get it all the way down to like $2 a ticket in ticket fees for our subscribers. You can exchange them if you find out you're not able to go to a show date. So definitely check out leadcenter.org. Love to, you know, have some of your listeners join our 2,500 plus subscribers really all over the state of Nebraska.
It's going to be amazing. It's going to be a lot of fun. And it starts up real quick here in September and gets rolling. Matthew, thank you so much for everything you guys do to bring all this entertainment to town.
Thank you.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick in the morning are on Kix 96.9.